Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Hello?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Oh, no, ma'am. No.
May I have the reason you're calling?
I was calling. I talked with someone at the CDC. I had asked a question, and she did send me the link for the guidelines. And so my question was, if you have a parent in a nursing home and she had been exposed to other patients, I guess they had COVID-19, so they've been doing like a little weekly testing. She's been negative, but she has some behavioral problems. So they wanted to transfer her to another facility on yesterday. But prior to the transportation, she had a COVID-19 test done Tuesday or Wednesday, but they didn't have the results back. My question was, did she have been transported to the other facility without her results? Because when she got to the other facility, they tested her last night and she was COVID-19 positive. So by the guidelines, should they have transported her without knowing the results? I didn't think that they were supposed to do that. But
I don't have that information, and I'm sorry. I wish that I could further assist you. But, ma'am, I don't have that type of information. My job is to find you guys testing sites near you.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you would need to call maybe her primary care physician and maybe explain to him the situation, and maybe he could further assist you and guide you in the right direction. But I don't have that type of information, and I'm sorry. I wish I could help you.
No, I don't know why she said you have to call the Alabama Health Department, because she did give me she emailed me the guidelines, and she was like, the only way to break that protocol I think what she was saying was, the only way that my mom could be transported without the test is if she did a 7-day stay there and the test ain't in. You see what I'm saying? But but the only way that would be able to be broken is they have to consult with the Alabama Health Department.
So
she told me to consult and see if they consulted with them to see if that move was authorized. Because from her understanding, she shouldn't have been moved without
the test results. I have a number here, the CDC, that you can call and file a complaint against the nursing home if you would like to take that number.
Okay.
And maybe they could further assist you.
Okay.
And it's 800-232-4636. Call the CDC and explain to them the situation, and maybe
She said that she gave me the guidelines, and she said from what she get out of it, they wouldn't supposed to unless the health department gave them authorization. But she said if they broke that protocol before 7 days, they would have had to have authorization from the health department. So she told me to call the Alabama Health Department and explain the situation to see if that's actually correct. She said she thinks that's how it go, but to talk to someone at the Alabama Health Department, I can't seem to get anybody to get no protocol.
Have you tried the health department in the county that she was actually moved from?
Dallas County.
Have you tried their health department there in Dallas?
No, I'm gonna call them and see if I can. I'm gonna Google them and then I'll see what they say.
Yes,
I'm just
ma'am.
Trying to get my facts in order for when I present my case.
Yes,
my
ma'am.
Mama,
yes, ma'am.
I need to know what's
going on.
You know what
I understand that. I especially when
but
it comes to mama
to
now.
I got to get is I gotta get on a call again with the DON and make sure. I know that's what she said because my sister's on the phone. We're waiting on the results. I got to get the results back from Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm going to ask her, call her and say, have you got those results from Tuesday or Wednesday yet to know if she hadn't had them the day she moved them? That's
right.
I just want to reiterate that before my horses up. Okay. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
Very much.
And I understand. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. And I'm praying for your mother. You enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Be safe.
Yes, ma'am. Be safe.
Mm-hmm.